Random House Audio presents Veil of Night by Linda Howard, read for you by Clarinda Ross. Chapter 1. 6 weddings in 5 days. Holy shit. All Jacqueline Wilde could think was that her mother, Madeline, who was her partner in Premier, the events planning firm to hire in the greater Atlanta area if you wanted your guests to be impressed, must have been sipping a couple or 12 champagne martinis when she'd accepted so many bookings so close together. It wouldn't have been nearly as bad if the bookings had been anything other than weddings. A party was simple in comparison to a wedding, because they were relatively free of emotional turmoil. A wedding, on the other hand, was fraught with every emotion known to man. It wasn't just the bride's. It was the bride's mother, the groom's mother, the maid of honor, the bridesmaids, the parents of the flower girl and the ring bearer, the cousins who weren't invited to be in the wedding party, what colors to choose, the date, the location, the damn font on the friggin' invitations. Jacqueline Wilde, the clerk called, interrupting Jacqueline's increasingly stressed and frantic thoughts. The clerk's voice was too cheerful. Didn't she realize it was inappropriate to sound cheerful when you were collecting payment for traffic violations? Maybe it was asking too much that she sound glum, but she could at least sound bored and non-committal instead of all but dancing with glee at taking someone's money.